and welcome to the Tiger's Den. This will be the official podcast, LSU podcast, of Dome Patrol United Network. I am your host, Scott. I decided to finally pull the trigger on this. Been talking about doing an LSU podcast for a while. And happy to do it. Happy to be here on the Dome Patrol United Network. Very excited about doing this show. I will say that I have never done a podcast by myself, so this should be pretty interesting. hopefully, I will do okay with it and get better over time. So, bear with me. I hope you join along for the ride. I think it's going to be a fun one. This is, I guess, technically my first show that I'm doing. It could end up being a test show, just depending on editing and when I can get it out. But I just want to, since this is our first show, I kind of want to, start off by setting some, expectations for the show, kind of what you're going to hear, what you're going to get out of it. First, I would say this is going to be all LSU. I'm really not going to be talking about anything else. We're going to cover football, basketball, baseball. I will cover some LSU gymnastics, whether you like it or not. And hopefully you'll like it. And also, we'll get into other things, maybe some track and field, maybe some volleyball, beach volleyball. Well, who knows where this will lead. But the main focus will be on, your three main sports, football, basketball, and baseball. I am not an expert by any means, but I do know a decent bit about LSU, and I've been an LSU fan literally all my life. So I'm excited to be here, excited to do this. Tonight it's me solo, but, we will have guests hopefully every week or most weeks, I'll say. I do hope for this to be a weekly show. Let's get it kicking, get it started. Please give me feedback. If you like the show, if you don't like the show, things you like, things you don't like. I like feedback. I like constructive feedback. Because if you're not going to be constructive, why even waste your breath telling me what you like or don't like? So definitely welcome the feedback. Our official Twitter page launched today. If you would like to follow us, it is @Tiger_podcast, @Tiger_podcast. So if you tweet us, follow us, I'll give you all the other tweets, Twitter accounts for all the other Dome Patrol United Network shows later at the end. So I guess let's get started. The first thing I'd like to talk about tonight is LSU football. Obviously, we're not in season. We just finished our season. Coming off the national championship, obviously, it was a bit of a dip. I'd take that dip to win another national championship again and be undefeated and have the greatest college football team ever and have the Heisman Trophy winner. I'll take a year hit. But, Coach O is going to have to bring this team back. I wouldn't say rebuild. It's maybe a remodel, I think is probably the right word, a remodel. As most people know, Bo Pelini was fired at the end of the year. He was our defensive coordinator, had one of the worst defenses in LSU history, really, in college football history. So he was let go at the end of the year. Also, our offensive coordinator, Steve Ensminger, retired. Scott Linehan is moving on, who was our passing game coordinator. So that left some highly, desired positions open, high positions that need to be filled by the right people. As most know, Coach O is more of a CEO-type coach where, ultimately the buck does stop with him, but he lets his coordinators run their schemes and do their plays. And, honestly, the decisions he makes as far as hiring the next offensive and defensive coordinator, which he's already hired an offensive coordinator, and we'll get to that in a second, but the decisions that he makes now will ultimately affect whether he is here long-term or not. Personally, I love Coach O. I think he's a hell of a recruiter. I think he's a good coach. I think he learned a lot coaching at Ole Miss and coaching at USC. I think at first he was trying to do too much and then kind of scale back and realize, hey, I need to let my coordinators kind of run the show. And that's what he's been doing. So on that, we did hire an offensive coordinator, Jake Peets, and also a passing game coordinator, DJ Mangus. Coach, both of those gentlemen come to us from the Carolina Panthers. So obviously they have NFL experience. The hire was really made, I would say, on the recommendation of Joe Brady, who was our passing game coordinator the year we won a national championship. He is now the offensive coordinator of the Carolina Panthers. And both these guys worked with Brady. At the end of the season, Coach O basically went to Brady and said, hey, you know, who's the best person to run your system? And these are the two names he gave him. And then, you know, obviously they went through the interview process. It's a roll of the dice. I mean, it honestly it is, because these guys are on a big time level or unknown commodities. But I do think that they seem to be good hires. They met with the media this past week, and they seem really excited, really enthusiastic. They are going to be bringing the spread, you know, back to LSU. I think we kind of got away from it last year. So this is going to be a high-flying passing offense. I think they have the quarterbacks to do it. I think that I'm assuming that Miles Brennan comes back. I haven't heard that he's not. And if he doesn't, you know, Johnson stepped in and did a really good job. Finley did okay. Had some bumps in the road. He's a freshman. It's going to happen. Johnson had some bumps in the road. But I think Johnson really kind of showed that he can, especially in the last two games, that he can take it and do well. I really do think Brennan, if he comes back, will be the starter. He's got the experience. And before his injury, he was looking really good. So I'm excited for that. We still do need to hire a defensive coordinator. We had Freeman come in and from Cincinnati, and he interviewed. He ultimately chose to go to Notre Dame. I think he was offered by both teams. I don't know why anyone would choose to go to Notre Dame over LSU, but I guess I'm biased because I'm an LSU fan. But just the geographics alone, man, I don't want to be up in the snow. And I mean, I know it snowed down here, you know, last week, but it's not like it's often. So I don't know. I prefer warm weather, but again, that's just me. So we still have to hire a defensive coordinator. Coach O has said that he pretty much has who he wants or knows who he wants. He just has to be patient, which is kind of a telling sign. It's kind of makes you believe that it will be an NFL guy, possibly for a team that is in the playoffs. I've heard the name Ryan Nielsen quite a bit. He is the current defensive line coach for the Saints. From what I understand, he is a hell of a coach and a hell of a recruiter. Again, bit of a roll of a dice because I don't, you know, he's hadn't had a defensive coordinator position, not with a big school. And you know, he's been the last four seasons with the Saints. They have a tremendous defensive line, so obviously he's done a good job. So it'll be interesting to see if that's the way they go. Who else could it be? I don't know. I saw a tweet today from Wade Phillips said he was coming out of retirement from retirement and he was ready to go win some games. I don't think Wade Phillips would be a bad fit. He's a great defensive coordinator, not a good head coach, but a great defensive coordinator. Now, I don't know if he wants to go to college or not. Maybe he wants to stick with the pros. Don't know, but it's an interesting option that you have there if they choose to go that way. You got somebody with experience and somebody who can coach a defense. So we'll see which way they go. There's a lot of players that have decided to come back. We basically have our whole offensive line coming back, so we'll have plenty of depth there. Quite a few defensive players are coming back. So, you know, All intents and purposes, the team should definitely be better than their record was this year at 500. It'll be interesting to see just how the players adapt to the new systems. Well, really, it's almost the old system because they're kind of going back to what they were in 2019, at least offensively speaking. We'll see what they do with the defense. And the defense really was a big concern this past season, at least early in the season. It seemed to get a little bit better as the season went on, but they really had to simplify things a bit and kind of let them go play, which sometimes is the best thing to do. So we'll see how it goes. But I'm definitely excited for the upcoming LSU football season. We'll be covering it. We'll get game previews, stats. I'm a big stat guy. And just game previews, game recaps, the whole nine. So looking forward to that. Moving on, LSU basketball. LSU Tigers defeated Arkansas a couple nights ago, 92 to 76. They are 10 and 4 on the season. Arkansas, I'm sorry, 10 and 2 on the season. Arkansas is 10 and 4 on the season. Will Wade, man, he is truly an American gangster. Love Coach Wade. Obviously, he's done a tremendous job. Had some controversy here and there, but has been able to, for the most part, skate free from it. So hopefully there's big things coming from them. Very talented basketball team. You have Cam Thomas, who's a rookie. I mean, unbelievable. You know, scoring 20 plus points every game he's played in, pretty much. Very, not a lot of people know about him nationally, but they're gonna find out. They're gonna learn. And we have obviously a lot of people coming back. Watford, Smart. We got Sharif O'Neal, who's been injured. Hopefully, he'll be able to come back of that injury pretty soon. And Cam Thomas had an injury. He didn't really play in the Arkansas game. He had an ankle injury. But we were able to come through. The most impressive thing about the Arkansas game was our defensive play. You can kind of see it in the previous game as well that just defensively, they're really starting to come along. It was kind of a, I think this game was kind of a turning point for the season. Us in Arkansas were kind of record-wise the same. So to see us win and win by that much of a margin, only give up 76 points, really kind of seemed like we turned the corner defensively. So that's very exciting. I really hope and that they continue on that trend. We will find out soon enough because they play tomorrow, Saturday at South Carolina. So that will be a so that game is at 7:30 p.m. It will be on the SEC Network. It's on January 16th. So if you haven't checked out the Tigers yet this season, please go take a look. You will be impressed with what you see. I can promise you that. They are a very good team and well-disciplined team, and I really think they've turned the corner. I mean, 10 and 2. I mean, you say turn the corner, but you know, we've been winning games, but I really think that they could go deep into the tournament this year. So that's very exciting. We will cover the South Carolina game next week. So go Tigers in that one. Next, we will move on to LSU baseball. LSU baseball. Now, I'll let you know that I am a big baseball fan. It is by far my favorite sport, at least to play. Not necessarily my favorite sport to always watch on TV. Although I do love watching LSU baseball on TV and live. Major League Baseball on TV kind of drags for me. College baseball seems to move quicker for me. I don't know why. I don't know, but it just does. Personally, I played baseball in high school. My father was a baseball coach, so baseball is ingrained in me. It is in my blood. I love it. I love the strategy of it. I am a, you know, obviously a huge football fan as well, but I do love me some baseball. So, we do not have a schedule yet for LSU baseball. They have begun their practices. I think they're supposed to start up in like 3 weeks. The SEC did vote recently to follow a normal baseball schedule. There was talk of eliminating the midweek game and having a four-game series on the weekend. But they have not decided not to do that. So they will be playing their normal midweek game and have a three-game series on the weekend. This team is really going to be led by their pitching this season. You know, they have very strong pitchers, led by Jaden Hill and Lindy Morseau. They are ranked in the top 10 in most polls that I have seen. The big question mark is going to be offense. And, you know, honestly, that's kind of been a big question mark for the past few seasons. You know, I think that Coach Maneri, and I'll get to him in a second, Coach Maneri will have to kind of tinker with the lineup, I think, a little bit and adjust it. There were some players that he was hoping that were going to be ready that he said weren't ready. And there's some players that he didn't think were ready that kind of surprised him. So it'll be interesting to start off the season. You could see a lot of freshmen starting. They do have a very good recruiting class. So you know, you could see up to four starting freshmen in the on the field this year. Caleb Beloso slimmed down a bit. He's going to move from first base to left field, so that's good. So it'll be interesting, you know. Kind of going back to what I talked about a second ago with Coach Maneri. I'll be going record right here, right now, first show. I am not a big Coach Paul Maneri fan. As a coach, as a guy, seems like a nice guy. Never met the man, but he seems like a nice guy. Everybody I've talked to, you know, or has talked to him, says he's a real nice guy. And that's great. I'm happy for him. Go be a nice guy somewhere else. I want to win ball games. He and I said this, and I've said this for a long time, and now you're hearing it here. He is the Les Miles of college baseball. He has talent, or the Dale Brown of college baseball, whichever one you want to pick. He has the talent on the team to do well, to win College World Series, but he hasn't really been able to do it as much as I think he should have. And, you know, if you're okay with being average, then he's your guy. If you're okay with having a good schedule above 500, but not really making a run SEC, kind of getting knocked out in the regionals, super regionals, Paul Maneri is your guy. He is your guy. I don't want that. I want, like most people, I would think, I want championships. I want championships. And he has the talent to do it. And as we get into the season, and we kind of start doing game, we'll do probably not game recaps, we'll do series recaps from the weekend games. You know, I'll show you and I'll tell you different things that he does that drive me crazy. And I'll point them out to you. And they'll be very easy to see. Anybody, even if you don't have baseball knowledge, you will be able to see what I'm pointing out to you because it is so obvious sometimes. Last championship was in 2009. That is a long time ago. Okay. And it's time to bring some championships back to the box. I don't think, and I've said this, I don't think that LSU can win, will win another championship with Paul Maneri as the coach. I just I don't think he has it. Maybe he did it one time, but it's gone. So I hope I'm wrong, but I really don't see him winning LSU a championship with him being coaching. The biggest thing that drives me nuts that he does, they have a lot of mental errors, especially running bases, which you think would be a, you know, it's not, you have to be smart about base running. And it's one of the things I learned when I played that base running and scoring, base running leads to scoring runs. Proper base running, good base running, smart base running leads to scoring runs. Scoring runs leads to winning games. And the amount of mistakes that they constantly make on the base pads could drive a sane man crazy. And I'm not a sane man, and it's driving me crazy. And you will see it. I promise you, I'll point it out to you when the season comes because I've seen it so many times. There is, in these past few seasons, there's no doubt in my mind that it'll happen again. So when it does, I will make sure to point it out to you. That's my take on LSU baseball. Moving on. This might not be everybody's favorite segment, but dang it, I love me some LSU gymnastics. I wasn't always a big LSU gymnastics fan. I'll be honest. Probably within the past 2-3 years, I've become a big LSU gymnastics fan. And he's probably saying, well, Scott, why are you liking LSU gymnastics? Are you freaking kidding me? I like them because they're good. They are good. They are excellent. They have top recruiting classes every year. They finish high. They finished second a couple years ago in the Nationals. They've won SEC. They are good. And any good LSU team, if you're an LSU fan, you should want to follow as well. Heck, last year, I never watched an LSU beach volleyball game in my life. But you know what? They were good. And you know what? I started following LSU beach volleyball because I like winners. I like following teams that can win. There's that. That's it. I like following teams that can win, and they are winners. So, with that being said, we'll talk about LSU gymnastics a little bit. Their last meet was last Friday against Arkansas. They did win that meet. I'll be honest, it was a little sloppy. It was their first meet, so it's going to take them time to kind of form and gel a little bit. They have very good senior leadership from Olivia Gunter, Sammy Durante, Sarah Edwards, Bridget Dean, Christina Desiderio, and who am I forgetting? Oh, Reagan Campbell. So they do have very good leadership, senior leadership. They have some talented freshmen on this team as well. Haley Bryant is a freshman named, freshman of the week in the SEC. So good job, Haley. They did beat Arkansas in this meet. Like I said, it was a little sloppy. It kind of took them to the end with Kaya Johnson getting a perfect 10 on the floor to win the meet for the Tigers. They do go again tonight against Arkansas. It's Friday night at 7:30 on ESPN Network. Apparently, that first Arkansas meet does count as a meet, but it wasn't and this is considered the first SEC meet, the one tonight. Should be good. Looking forward to watching it. It's at 7:30. Like I said, watch LSU gymnastics. I'm telling you, they're good. You'll be impressed. Just try it out. Take a look. Try it out. Take a look. It's all I ask. And I promise you, you'll get hooked. Okay. All right. So that is going to be all the show we have for you tonight. I'd like to thank you just for listening. Like I said, I'm excited about doing this show. I can't wait to get into it. And really, once we get into, baseball and football season, it's going to be great. We will have guests on. Some of you may know. Most you probably won't know. But we will have guests. Like I said, I'm just looking forward to it. I will say, don't forget to follow us on Twitter. We are on the Dome Patrol Network podcast. So you can find our podcast really anywhere you can download a podcast, on Spotify, Podbean, anywhere you can get a podcast. We were there. We're on iTunes. So you can search Dome Patrol United Network. This podcast will be on there. This is the Tiger's Den podcast. Please follow us on Twitter at @Tiger_podcast. Please follow the Dome Patrol podcast at Dome Patrol US and Dome Patrol UK. You can also follow our great gambling show with Billy Gunn, Taking the Over, at Taking the Over on Twitter. And also follow the BS and Beer show at BS and Beer Media, I believe it is. That is also a great show. So anyway, thank you for listening. And we will see you on the other side. Good night, Tiger Nation.